Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools showcased its latest safety measures Wednesday, such as panic alarms that trigger automatic lockdowns and a German Shepherd trained to sniff out guns in classrooms. WFAE's Andos Helms reports.
With a new school year looming and mass shootings in the national news, CMS leaders summoned reporters to Charlotte East Language Academy to demonstrate what the district will do to protect students when school starts on August 26th.
Lockdown. Lockdown. Lockdown.
That's an automated lockdown that was triggered when a staffer pushed a new panic alarm card. Those cards, which look like a regular ID badge, will be given to employees of all CMS high schools. Administrators and the CMS Police Department can instantly see the location of the person who triggered the alarm. The voice warning is accompanied by a flashing red light. Superintendent Ernest Winston is also the father of two CMS students. He knows families want reassurance after a brutal year that included fatal shootings at Butler High and UNC Charlotte, a rising homicide rate in Charlotte, and mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton.
Charlotte East Language Academy is virtually the CMS beacon of what a school with enhanced safety and security measures look like. The beauty is that an individual would not be able to detect those measures with the naked eye.
Winston listed some other measures that may be hard to spot. Video surveillance targeting playgrounds and mobile classrooms, better locks, stronger doors, and more staff trained to help students escape or even fight back if a shooter comes to school. In high schools, where random gun screenings started last year, some additions will be easy to spot. The first is this new member of the CMS security team.
That's a good boy. Good boy. Good job, buddy.
Nico is a 2-year-old German Shepherd who started work during summer school. He proved himself by finding a gun brought by a student at Rocky River High. This fall, Nico will make rounds with his handler, CMS Detective Tim Jolly, who showed reporters how Nico can sniff out an unloaded gun planted in a book bag. Another change, last year CMS used wands for random gun searches. This year's will include mobile walkthrough metal detectors. CMS Police Chief Lisa Mangum said the district rolled them out during the summer.
They were very successful. It eliminated a lot of time. It was very quick, and it enabled us to not use the total number of staff that it normally requires when we are doing just wanding.
The random gun searches will also extend into middle and K-8 schools this year. Winston says alarms, dogs, and metal detectors still aren't enough to keep students safe. He says CMS has added nearly 60 counselors and social workers to help students work through conflict without violence. For WFAE News, I'm Andos Helms in Charlotte.